I'm going to tell the story of how my grandparents came to emigrate to the United States. Both my grandparents were born and raised in Minsk, which is a city in Russia. They were both Jewish and, of course, lived in, I don't know if it was a ghetto, but certainly a place where only Jewish people lived. They were fairly comfortable in terms of work. My grandmother's father was a violinist for the Tsar's orchestra, or one of the Tsar's orchestra, and she was one of the few Jewish women that actually graduated from high school in her community. My grandfather went to school as well, and his father was a cantor in the synagogue, who sang in the synagogue. My grandparents, I don't know how they met, but they got married when they were real young, 15, I believe, my grandmother, and 16 or 17 for my grandfather. Pretty soon after they got married, my grandmother got pregnant, and that would be with my father. And my grandfather was convinced that he needed to move his family out of Russia and to the United States. And the United States was viewed as a place of freedom and prosperity. And for him, Russia was one of unfairness and unjustness in terms of how Jews were treated. And so he decided to go to America. Of course, there wasn't a lot of money to take the whole family and just move, and so he had to go by himself. And he left in 1910, right after my father was born, and went to New York, where other relatives were, and went through Ellis Island. And when he went through Ellis Island, his name was changed from Meyer Mishkin to Max Miller. And he worked in a shoe factory and worked very hard because he wanted to save enough money to be able to send for my grandmother and father so that they could come in not riding in steerage, but to have an actual cabin on a ship that they would take. And so he worked really hard and eventually had enough money. And we never did figure out in our family whether he sent her a ticket or he sent her the money. But when my father was 2 years old in 1912, my grandmother had plans to come to the United States. She tearfully said goodbye to all her family in Minsk, and on her way to Southampton, England, realized that she needed to say goodbye to a sister that she had in Dusseldorf, Germany. And so she stopped off in Dusseldorf to say goodbye to her sister for fear that she would never see her again. And actually, that came to pass because all my grandmother's family was wiped out in the Holocaust during the Second World War. And so my grandmother got to Southampton, England, and she actually got there late and, lo and behold, had missed the boat she was supposed to take. And of course, the most exciting part is that that boat was the Titanic. And so my grandmother and father were lucky enough to miss the Titanic and took the next boat to New York City. Now, on the other end in New York, of course, my grandfather never really knew for sure whether she was on the Titanic or not on the Titanic. Communication was not very quick in those days, and so he really had no idea and just was waiting. And my grandmother coming on the next boat, and my father tells me that that's where they had their first citrus fruit, because living in Russia, they had no citrus, and both my grandmother and father and grandfather had very bold legs to prove that point. They came to New York City, and my grandmother only spoke Russian and Yiddish. And so she was able to ask all the people at the pier if they knew where Brooklyn was, and she had a paper with the address and showed them the address and eventually found someone who could take her and my father and all their bags or baskets or whatever they had to this address in Brooklyn. And when she got there, of course, it was during the day and my grandfather was at work. And so she and my father waited all day on the cement steps, and back east we call them stoops, and waited there all day until at the end of the day, she looked down at the end of the block, and there was my grandfather coming up in the other direction. And needless to say, it was the reunion of a lifetime.